Who? No, let's ask it this way. What do mum and dad say when their child brings home their very first work of art?
Excellent.
Excellent. Yes. What else do they say? Well done. Yes. It's brilliant. Fabulous. And you don't say, what is it? What you say is, tell me about your picture. Okay? Yeah, you say, well done, excellent, brilliant, fantastic, well done. Now, tell me, what are these girls shouting about?
Boy band.
No. Very much not a boy band, actually. Football. What football?
England.
England, particularly not the boy band, but the women. The women winning the Euros. Yes, they're singing, they're shouting and praising them for their win at the Euros 2025. Yeah, when we credit someone with having done something good, having made something good, we shout about them. We sing their praises. We say, well done. And we are praising them. That is what praise is. It's saying, you're amazing, that's fabulous, what you've done is wonderful. Now, we're going to have a bit of a quiz this morning, okay? Firstly, just shout out, okay? Just shout out. What is 4.5 billion years old? And the answer is not me, okay? What is 4.5 billion years old? What do you reckon, Sophie? Say again. Christianity, it's not quite that old. Well, in one sense, on the other hand, I suppose it's eternal, isn't it? Let me give you another clue. It's 93 million miles away. The sun. You're right. You got it sooner than I thought. Well done. It is about 865,000 miles across in diameter, but it's not solid, and is 15 million degrees C at the center. 15 million degrees. It's the sun, isn't it? It's the sun. If you go there, Martin, you can find out. Another question. How many stars are there in the Milky Way? Have a guess. Anybody? Million? Did someone say 1 million?
Trillion.
Trillion. It's not quite a trillion. No. They reckon it's between 100 billion and 400 billion. And don't forget, every star is like our sun. Okay, what type of clouds are these? I think I heard someone say it. Cumulonimbus. Emma Crockett. Well, exactly, spot on. Cumulonimbus clouds. Yes. Now, Psalm 148 says, praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all you shining stars. But how? How do they praise the Lord? Just think of the sun again. How does the sun praise the Lord? Well, its sheer size shows how incredibly powerful God must have been to create it. Its heat warming the earth, making photosynthesis possible, making all life possible, shows how God has provided carefully for life on earth. And it's reliable. As I said earlier on in the service, we know that it rises every morning, it sets every evening. We know that it will set this evening. It is reliable. And it reflects the Lord's own reliability. What about the clouds? How do they praise the Lord? Well, they are magnificent, aren't they? Every single cloud different from every other cloud. Showing the amazing imaginative brilliance of God. And of course, they're all part of a bigger picture, aren't they? Because it's all part of the water cycle. Do you remember that in your geography lessons? And verses 5 and 6 tell us about this. Let's read these verses together, okay? 1, 2, 3. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For at his command they were created, And he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Now, do you see what these verses are saying? They're giving the reason for these things praising the Lord. And the reason here is because they were created at God's command. You know, God said, let there be light. And there was the sun. I'll pop some stars in the sky. They're 15 million degrees centigrade, but I'll just pop them in the sky. Like you turn on the lights when you go into a room. It's easy for God. Not only that, but they are still there. Because God issued a decree that will never pass away. He established them forever and ever. So the sun is all those billions of years old because God said, no, you stay there. You stay there. That's how reliable God is. And so they praise the Lord by their simply being there. Another quiz. What is this? Tuna fish. Very good. Spot on. Yes. But I bet you can't get the next one. What is that ugly fish? Ugly fish. There is a thing called an ugly fish, I think, isn't there? But no, it's not. It is called, and I've got to check my notes here, it is called the black swallower fish. And that up there, that is its stomach. What a weird thing, eh? What a weird thing. And so the psalm says, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, and all ocean depths. How many volts in a lightning bolt? How many volts in a lightning bolt? Have a guess.
50,000 volts?
50,000 volts? Yeah, that'd be quite a lot, wouldn't it? I mean, there's 240 volts in our circuit here and at home. 50,000, that's quite a lot. I'm afraid you need to go a bit more than that, Yemi. A bit more than that. Between 15 million and a billion volts. And the psalm says, lightning and hail, snow and cloud, stormy winds that do his bidding, praise the Lord. Okay, another type of question now. How many different types of fruit do you think there are? This is one for Carol. How many different types of fruit do you reckon there are? Says Carol. That's Carol's answer. They reckon around about 2,000. Around about 2,000. But of course, there are lots of different kinds of individual fruits, aren't there? You remember the advert for cider, where the chap comes and says, you know, we use 385 different varieties of apple in our cider. Well, look, loads of different types of fruit. I've got some of them here, some of them from my garden. We've got avocados and a bit of a manky old lemon from the fridge and a little baby cucumber from my greenhouse and a courgette. Yes, it's a fruit because the seeds are inside a fleshy outer, you see. And I bet, anyone know what this is?
Bean.
It's not a bean. There's another one. It's called a tromboncino. Great name. Tromboncino, it's like a courgette. Cross between a courgette and a squash. And then, of course, there's apples and tomatoes and all sorts of other things. Lots and lots of different fruit. And the psalm tells that they praise the Lord. Let's change tack. Who's the... giving it away. Who's the king of Jamaica? Charles is the king of Jamaica. Okay, who's the prime minister of Italy? It is a woman. Meloni, very good. Giorgia Meloni, yeah. And who's the leader of the People's Republic of China? Jinping, yeah, Xi Jinping. Okay, now here are some strange questions. All right, some strange questions for you. What does fruit have in common with the king? With King Charles? Well, yeah, you can answer that in all sorts of ways, can you? What does lightning have in common with a tuna fish? What does a swallower fish have in common with Xi Jinping? Well, Psalm 148 tells us, let them praise the name of the Lord. All of them. The ugly fish, the black swallower fish, the tuna fish, King Charles, Giorgio Meloni, and we could have added all sorts of people to that, couldn't we? Praise the Lord. But then in case you're thinking that this psalm seems to include everybody and everything except you and me, you're wrong, because verse 13 says that everyone, including young men and women, old men and children, should praise the Lord. Now you can choose which category you fall into, whether you're a young man or young woman or an old man or an old woman or a child. Choose for yourself where you put yourself. But the psalm says you should praise the Lord. We should all praise the Lord. But why? Well, verse 13 tells us, let's read the whole of this together on the screen there. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. Everyone is to praise the name of the Lord because he alone is exalted. In other words, he is higher and bigger and greater and better and more powerful, more beautiful, more amazing, more awesome than anything or anyone else that there is. And there's one final reason to praise the Lord. And it seems a bit strange at first. It's a reason, of course, that not everyone accepts by any means, but my goodness, it does sound odd. And he has raised up, the Lord, that is, has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. God has raised up a horn. I told you it was odd, didn't I? There's a horn. In the Bible, the horn is a symbol of strength and power. I mean, who'd argue with a rhinoceros? You wouldn't, would you? Because it's a symbol of incredible strength and power, like the rhinoceros. So what the Lord is saying in this verse is that he has given us someone who is incredibly powerful and strong. And of course, you're already one step ahead of me, aren't you? Because you already know who we're talking about. We're talking about Jesus. And that's what John the Baptist's dad, called Zechariah, said about Jesus. So here we are on the screen. Let's read this together. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. So the Lord, who is higher and greater and bigger and better and more powerful and more beautiful, more amazing and more awesome than anything or anyone else, has come down to us in his Son Jesus. And Jesus, yes, on one hand was strong and powerful, but of course we've already sung that he was gentle and lowly. And the glorious thing is that the two go absolutely together. In one sense, his awesomeness was in his gentleness. His beauty was in his humility. But he was also so strong and powerful that he could defeat our greatest enemies of sin and death. And he freed us from those enemies so that we could live for him in holiness and righteousness all our days. One of my good friends keeps telling me that he wants to live the best life he can. He wants to be the best man he can be. the best granddad, the best husband, the best golfer, the best. He wants to be the best at everything. But I'm trying to get to the point where I can say to him, do you know what? The best you could really be would be to know the Lord and to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness all the days of your life. That is the best life that you can have, because that is what God has made you for. And that is what God sent Jesus, the strong one, to save you for. So, who or what does your life praise? Yourself and your achievements? Oh yeah, I've done pretty well for myself. I've earned myself a good wage. My kids are good, and my grandchildren, they're lovely, and yeah, I've done pretty well actually. Or do you live to praise the Lord? Do you live a life that looks at the sun coming up and setting in the evenings and says, Lord, you're amazing? Do you look at the stars in the heavens and the fruit on your table and say, Lord, you're amazing. Today it's apples. Yesterday it was grapefruit. Tomorrow it's going to be apricots. And wow, you're amazing. Thank you. Do we look at our families and friends and say, God, you're incredible. We look around, we're all different. Every one of us different. Every one of the billions of people who's ever lived, everyone different. God, you're amazing. You're incredible. Your imagination is it's just superb. Do we do that in our lives day to day? Let me encourage you. You know, just think of now one thing. One thing that you can look at maybe today as your way home, and as you see it on your way home today, praise the Lord for that thing that you see on your way home. Let's pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are awesome, brilliant, amazing, phenomenal. You are just so imaginative, so powerful, so creative. We thank you that you are also our God. And we are your beloved people because you came to us in Jesus and made us your own. Father, we thank you for your great love and your mercy and the humility of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Please help us day by day to praise you more, to be more aware of you, and to notice all the wonderful things that you have done and that you are doing. So help us with that, Heavenly Father, we pray, so that we might enjoy you and worship you and adore you as we should, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Good. Whoop. Right, we're going to sing. And it's a song about the reliability of the Lord through the times and changes of the world. But the Lord is reliable. Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided, urged and inspired us, cheered us on our way. Let's stand and sing.